Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com is the place to go. And like those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their websites, ours is free, so enjoy it. freetalklive.com. We start by going right into your phone calls. And then coming up, a blogger has been arrested in the United States. This may be a first. We'll get to that, but your calls are the primary element. So we start with Ryan in Washington. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Ryan, welcome. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
I was just browsing one of my communities, online communities, actually opencarry.org, and somebody threw out the idea of starting up a gun commune, where, you know, there'd be like a bunch of people that get together and agree to set up a community range and live close to each other and things like that. And it just got me thinking, you know, got the juices flowing, and I thought of the idea of what about a liberty commune? You know, people are always asking, like, in a free market society, how would the roads work? How would there be police? You know, if a bunch of you guys got together and just decided, you know, we're all going to sign agreements to live with each other, we're going to buy this big old plot of land out, you know, somewhere rural, we're going to put our own roads together. I mean, it would, like, answer all the questions in a very visceral sort of way. So I just kind of wanted to toss that idea out there and, you know, maybe spur some discussion from the listeners.
Isn't that kind of a Gulch idea where, I mean, I've never read the Atlas Shrugged, but I kind of understand what some of the ideas are. The concept that liberty-minded people should just get together into some sort of enclave, basically. Is that, that's what you're getting at?
Yeah, I think that's kind of the idea. I've never read Atlas Shrugged either, but that's kind of what I was thinking when I read this post.
Okay, well, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. To answer the question, I would say, sure, go for it. I think that there's somebody, I mean, we talk about the Free State Project a lot on this show. We're members who moved to New Hampshire to achieve more liberty in our lifetime, and there are different areas. People have moved to different areas of New Hampshire, and some of them are trying to recruit people to their areas. And I believe there's somebody with a big plot of land out in Grafton, New Hampshire, that's parting that out to different
people. Doing just
people.
That, yeah.
Yeah, so I believe that's actually happening. Though, some might say, well, I don't know if it's that good of an idea to have all these liberty-minded people living so close together. What if the government comes in and does a Waco on them, right? What if that goes down? Well, that would be awful. I'm sure those folks are well aware that that's a possibility, and I don't know what they plan on doing about a situation like that were it to develop, because odds are good if they decide to do that to you, you're probably going to end up dead.
Yeah, it's not going to be good. There's going to be charges of all different sorts leveled against them, too. Chances are very good they'll be of a sexual nature. Child pornography.
Molesting kids out here in the woods.
If there's kids there, of course, the kids will be, be in sexual danger. There'll be all kinds of stories leveled against them, whether it's happening or not.
So you live out in the woods, Mark,
yep.
But you're not necessarily in what he described as a communal situation with anybody. You're not sharing any gun range or anything like that.
I have some space on my land, and about once a month, liberty-minded people come out and do some shooting there.
Right, but there's no real, there's nothing more to it than that. There's no community aspect necessarily. I mean, you know your neighbors, and your neighbors, you like your neighbors.
Yeah.
They didn't move for liberty or anything like that, but they're people that you get along with.
It's difficult to find adjacent pieces of land like that. You know,
it's tricky. You got to wait for them to come up on the marketplace or go and offer somebody a whole lot of money to move out of their house, right?
Right. Or if you buy a big, giant piece of land and then parting it up is difficult because you always have to pay somebody to part it up. It costs,
right,
you know, thousands and thousands of dollars to get somebody to draw little lines on a map.
And I'm not sure how many of the activists, and I'm sure there are people that want this. I just don't know how many of them there are. I don't know how many liberty-minded people are wanting to start from scratch, you know, just get some raw land.
Yeah, I'm not really interested in building a new town.
Right. Start laying down new pavement, running power lines, getting some sort of power facility up and running, you know, doing all of the infrastructure things that have already been done. I think that what's attracting a lot of people to this movement is the idea that, well, if we just bring enough people who believe the same thing into the same geographic region as we're doing with the Free State Project, then we can affect change. And we were talking about this last night on the show because we had an email come in from somebody who was just a defeatist, and he said, well, it's never going to work because it's never going to work. And I pointed out, well, it worked for the socialists in Vermont. they moved in there in the 1970s, and they've made some real socialist-y changes
oh,
there.
Oh, yes, they have. Just ask the Vermonters.
Right. And the native Vermonters or whatever.
Yeah, the ones that are, you know, have been there for
commies.
Yeah, 30 years. And, you know, there's different ranges of them, from just sort of the leftist sort, which I don't have that big of a problem with, to, you know, those that want to get rid of corporations entirely, which, you know, like I agree that corporations, well, they're, you know, tools of the government to shield people from their responsibilities. However, I don't think that simply because you're a corporation, you know, you're in a corporation, you're evil.
So you've got the socialists that moved into Vermont. You've got, of course, the Mormons that moved into Utah. And there are more examples of this. People who are of a similar mindset making a deliberate effort to actually get together and then from there build the society that they're looking for. So, again, I think there are probably people that appreciate the idea of really creating it from scratch. I just don't know how many of those folks there are. I like the amenities of the city that I live in. I live in Keene, New Hampshire, and I like the convenience of it all. What I don't like is that the government, and it's not just here, it's all governments. So your governments, too, where you live. Or the people calling themselves government. These are people that are providing products and services, some of them which may be valuable in the marketplace, like, you know, clearing the roads and leaf pickup or whatever. They're providing these products and services, but the problem is, and this is the only thing that really needs to get resolved, the problem is they're doing it by the threat of violence. They're doing it as Chairman Mao would have said, at the barrel of a gun. That's what all political power grows out of,
right.
Every government
and people,
program.
And people might say that, well, the garbage guy doesn't come to my house with an AK-47 slung over his shoulder. What
of course
are you
not.
Talking about?
Nor
well,
do the city councilors come
right.
and, you know, molest
government
you.
Doesn't have to walk around with guns because people know that they'll use them if
exactly.
it comes down to it. So it's the same manner that if a guy stops you on the street and, you know, robs you, says, I've got a gun in my pocket, I'm going to shoot you if you don't give me your wallet. Well, he doesn't have to pull out the gun. He doesn't have to do anything. Has he still has he robbed you just by saying that? I say he has.
Well, what I think needs to happen is a paradigm shift, and I think it's going to require more than just, you know, 100 activists moving together and just turning some piece of land into some liberty paradise or something like that. People around this country and around the world need to come to understand that if what they want in life is to be free, and I know not everybody wants that. Some people want to be burdened by the state and all of their demands, and they want to have somebody tell them what to do and tell them how to live their lives. And I say to them, great, you enjoy yourself. You can have plenty of that. In fact, you can have all of that that you want. In this world. But I think that if we really want to evolve mankind, if we want to move along down the road toward the road of evolution and take the next great step, I think that's the step of allowing our neighbors to be free. And I think that's a really important step for people to understand on a massive scale.
Homo voluntarius?
What's that?
Homo voluntarius?
Sure. Whatever you want to call it. Where people get along on a consensual basis. And it's not really that radical of a concept.
Right.
Most people interact voluntarily
when you look
all
at the
day.
When you look at the history of man, it went from tribalism to, you know, some sort of coercive government where some big strong guy essentially, you know, told people what to do. And he owned all the land and, you know, that's what a king was. Well, and,
it hasn't changed much.
No, it hasn't. Now the king is whoever the elected officials are, the majority
right.
of them, the majority of the people that go out and vote, which usually in local elections is like 10%. So 5% of the people tell the rest of the people what to do. And it's, they own all the land. If you don't think that the government owns your land, just try stopping paying your property taxes.
Yeah.
I mean, all that is.
We saw what happens there this week.
It's a tribute to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and that's how it goes. So, I mean, we haven't evolved much beyond feudalism at this point. People, you know, you teach your kids in school that feudalism was when they had vassals and knights and all that stuff. Well, just take out the king and tell me that we don't swear allegiance to this government. Tell me that the government doesn't own all the land and doesn't decide who lives and who dies.
Tell us that. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The idea that anybody owns any property in this country is an illusion. And we discovered that this week as the bureaucrats here in Keene decided to steal some houses from some
people.
They
do it all over the country.
They do it all over the country. It could be happening where you are, and you just don't know about it because you're not paying attention. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? first, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. Liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. It's the Saturday edition of the program, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Those features, by the way, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. In fact, just posted the entire month of March in one easy-to-download torrent form. You can see that over at freetalklive.com, and it's free.
You got a bunch of unused baby stuff or kids stuff lying around the house? Well, give it to somebody who needs it. Go to twosmallforme.com. That's the numeral two, small, the numeral four, me.com. webex.com. You can save money by grabbing donated items that they have there and take advantage of the coupons and freebies. It's easy to use, and all features on the site are absolutely free. Don't stash it. Trash it. TooSmallForMe.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. We'll talk to Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there. It is Saturday night, normally a busy night for you guys, so I thought it might be fun to talk about something provocative.
Oh, boy.
I'd like to talk about why the Constitution sucks.
The Constitution of the United States of America?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so why does it suck?
Well, we can follow Lysander Spooner and say that the Constitution has either given us the government that we have, or it's been powerless to stop the growth of this government, and therefore it's unfit to exist. But specifically, something that, what was the guy that was the host last night? I forgot his name. Nice guy. Anarchy in Your Head guy. Dale.
Dale from anarchyinyourhead.com. Yes, sir.
Yes, Dale piqued my curiosity because he said that he has an article someplace in one of his files that talked about how the government could have grown even if they had just followed the Constitution by the letter. One thing that I was reading recently was an argument between a Federalist and an Anti-Federalist back in the late 1700s when they were kicking around the idea of the Constitution. And the Anti-Federalist says, listen here. Well, the Federalist said, hey, you know, you Anti-Federalists, you don't have to worry about this government growing very large. In fact, right here it says that Article 1, Section 8, these, I think it's 20 or 21 things, this is all this government is allowed to do. And the Anti-Federalist wrote back and said, yeah, you know what, if you read that literally and you read the paragraph preceding that list and the paragraph that comes after it, you don't see anything in there that says that these are the only things that this Congress is authorized to do. So since these aren't the only things, then obviously this Congress at some point, his opinion was that this Congress was going to decide to do all sorts of other things. And, of course, now we have the TSA, the DEA, the Department of Education, Energy.
Yeah, he was right.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, the intent of that is the intent of the Ninth and Tenth Amendments is to limit the growth of government. I mean, the Tenth Amendment says powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people.
Mm-hmm. Right, but words on paper have, you know, as Patrick Henry, one of my heroes, and John C. Calhoun both explained and wrote about often, you know, they said that the words on paper don't really mean much, you know.
Clearly they don't. Clearly they don't mean much to anybody in Washington,
right.
D.C., except as an excuse to just pander to the voters. Well, I'm a constitutional scholar.
Sure.
Or whatever.
You know, I think there's a lot that could be done to the, you know, the Constitution or the writing of another one that would limit the growth of government a great deal. However, that getting that done at this point would be completely impossible. You would either have to pass an amendment, which would be very, very difficult.
But you could write your own Constitution.
You could.
In fact, I think that's kind of a neat idea. We were on the radio today on this morning show here in it's a Saturday morning.
Finish my thought
show.
Here, or you have to have a constitutional convention. Go ahead, radio today.
So in regards to creating your own Constitution, this morning we were kind of holding the feet to the city councilors' feet to the flame here in Keene, New Hampshire, because they stole some people's houses or voted to steal houses this week.
Let's call it property, because even though there were houses on it, people weren't living in those houses. So,
well, actually what happened was they voted to steal the houses, and then the people who were going to have their houses / property stolen from them paid up at the last moment. So they did vote to steal, to throw people out of their homes. It's just they ponied up at the last moment. And so one of the counselor's excuses for her behavior after call accused her of engaging in stealing. This is stealing. You're taking something from somebody who believed they owned something and by all evidence did own something. You're taking it from them. And as you say, Mark, this goes on all across the country. They're called tax sales or tax deeds. Whenever people drop back in not being able to pay property taxes, in this case, it's because of the down economy. These people are having a tough time. And so
they haven't paid since 2005. The economy wasn't down then. They just chose not to pay for whatever reason.
They're having a tough time. And she said that it's not – at one point she got very frustrated and she said, well, it's not stealing because it's the law. Now, I'm paraphrasing there, but that's essentially what she said. It's not stealing. It's the law. We're just following the law, so therefore it's not stealing. So apparently when the law says you can take something that's not yours, it's not stealing. And now all the law is, as you pointed out, you talk about the Constitution that's supposed to be the highest law of the land. The law is just words on paper written down by men and women. Some of them signed their names to it, but most of us, in fact, 99.999% of us, never signed anything in regards to their laws. So if all it takes to legitimize theft is to have some words written down on a piece of paper, then it should be all right for us to get together. Let's, how many original signers of the Constitution? A couple dozen of them, maybe? Let's get together with 50 people. Let's get together with 50 people, declare our independence, write up our own constitution, put our names on it, and then we can start sending out bills to all the city bureaucrats, and we can send men with guns to their house and throw them out of their houses when they don't pay, and that won't be considered stealing.
I think you're missing a key part there, is those people that attended the constitutional conventions were elected by the people that went and voted in their particular community.
So we hold an election, and then we go to a constitutional convention.
What you have to ask yourself is it okay if 51% of the people in town decide that, well, you can't have any money, if they want to just, or, you know, do whatever, if they want to, you know, beat you in the middle of town square or whatever it is that they want to do. If 51% decide that that's okay, is it okay? Well, how far are we from that today?
Right.
What do you think,
well,
Stan?
And then the other point, though, is that those men who went to the Constitutional Convention were charged with looking into the Articles of Confederation and determining if there should be amendments made to it or changes made to it. They were not authorized to create a new government. In fact, quite a few members, two or three of them, stormed out of the place because they saw what it was. Basically, it was a coup d'etat.
Interesting point, Stephen. Thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231.
You know, the Articles of Confederation were powerless to prevent that, too.
So if we had this election, Mark, and we elected people to go have their little constitutional convention where we write up our own constitution, then what would make that any less legitimate than the one that they supposedly are adhering to today, which we all know they aren't? What would make our constitution, the new constitution, less legitimate? Just the fact that it's newer? Would that be people's excuse? That's what I want to know from you at 800-259-9231. And does that legitimize theft at that point? Can we then send you we'll just write something up, print it up on Microsoft Word, property tax bill. We've determined that your house is worth this and that you owe XXX, right?
Yep.
And then if they don't pay within 6 months, we'll put a lien on their house and send some men with guns to go take it. That's not stealing, because it's then the law, right? It's our law.
It's obviously a ridiculous thing to say. However, how much less ridiculous is what we've got?
That's exactly what we've got.
Well, you've got the majority of voters.
No, you don't.
On representatives.
Okay, majority of voters, but that's not even a majority of people. Not that that would legitimize it anyway. 800-259-9231. Why is theft not theft when somebody writes something down on a piece of paper and calls it a law? That's what I'd like to know. You got an answer? It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-293-9219. That's 800-293-9219. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-293-9219 today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the show, and you can dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features free, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there, from serious issues to fun stuff. Find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. Also at freetalklive.com, you'll find the Adult Friend Finder banner. It's the world's largest adult social networking website and sex personals. Over 19 million members. Let them help you find that sexy someone to hook up with tonight. Adult Friend Finder. See their banner at freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. It's Mike listening to KGEZ in Kalispell, Montana. Hello, Mike. Hey, Mike, are you there?
Hi.
You're on
Hello?
The air, sir.
Hey.
Go for it. What's on your mind?
Hey, you know, yes, there is things wrong with the Constitution, but they're very minute compared to what the real problem is.
The real problem is
you, I, and everybody else.
Okay. Can you expand on that?
Long time ago, there was a people that – you see, the Constitution basically lays out, as we well know and we've discussed thoroughly, checks and balances – because any power that usurps the other powers creates a dictatorial tyranny. And that's where we're at today, is basically you and I and the rest of the people can want something, but those that are actually in control of the government do what they want.
Right. I want the Constitution to be followed, and the government doesn't.
Right, exactly. Because
so if the Constitution was written, say, with some teeth, you know, for instance, any national politician that is found to be violating this document shall be hung at noon on on the mall at Washington D.C. Like, that might have gone a little step towards that, right? And like, maybe instead of the majority of the House of Representatives, 75% of them or 90% of them had to vote in order to get something passed. To me, it seems like if a law is a good idea, 90% of these paid politicians should be able to agree on that. Then you probably wouldn't have the two-party system that we currently have or something like that. But the Constitution didn't do any of that. So to me, it's a flawed and, at this point, obviously the politicians aren't using it. So I don't know why we should reference it.
Well, it's because we have been sucked into a paradigm that's many generations old.
Oh, yes.
The federal government is only supposed to be a secretary for our goodwill, not our boss. And so what happened is the government became our boss, and we tried to find ways to please him like a hungry giant and feeding him our young.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that the government is not supposed to be a giant. It is supposed to be our servant. It's supposed to be a tool to help with trade and tariffs and peace agreements. It is not meant to rule our lives, pay our Social Security, to run our governments, to pave our highways. No, that is for our own states. And what happened is basically we revisited 1769 is where we're at right now, is that our representative government to the king is failing us. And as it incrementally gets worse with taxation and job loss and foreign wars of French and Indian War, whatever you have, Iraq, and as it entangles and moneymakers are making their money prolonging the war, not looking for victory so they can sell more Jeeps, Humvees, and missiles and 223 bullets,
things that go boom.
Our people are getting restless, and they want to throw themselves away from this. And the problem is every avenue to, in goodwill, voting, money, they control the making of money, they control the voting machines. There mm-hmm. is no avenue for peaceful representation.
I agree with all of that. However, what you'd called in on was that the Constitution is, this hallowed document that we have failed, not it has failed us. And would it make you feel better if I said that the Magna Carta failed us too?
Well, I don't want to talk about the Magna Carta because it's many centuries old, and it doesn't even come close to the comparison of the Constitution.
Neither one of them has kept us free.
Well, the Magna Carta was an agreement between the aristocrats and serfs. And we're talking about the Constitution.
The king.
Yeah. So anyways, we're talking about the Constitution of the United States. It is a very good piece of document if you can follow it. But if you refuse to follow it, if you go your own way, or you let other people usurp it and change it as it has been, or just ignore it, executive orders, that's an ignorant stand for us to say, oh, a president can just make up his own will. He's supposed to be a servant of the people.
If I were to follow the Constitution, as you're suggesting here, it says here that the right to...
It's not your job to follow the Constitution.
The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That means to me that I could carry a gun, and I'm a convicted felon. I suspect I'd go to prison for maybe 10 years or so because the government is out of control. So I don't really see this as my fault. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I could start following the Constitution, exercise the freedoms that are given to me.
It's not my fault, and it's not anybody else's fault. Then whose fault is it?
Well,
how
can it be my fault if I try to follow the Constitution and they'll put me in jail?
If you were in the military and they said, okay, your name's Ian, right?
I'm
Mark's over there. I'm Ian.
Okay, Mark.
I'm Mark, yes.
And they said, okay, it's your turn to have guard duty for 2 hours tonight, 2 a.m. to 4 a.m., okay?
Yep.
And so that's your turn for guard duty, right?
Okay.
If you fall asleep during that guard duty, well, whatever you did as a felon, obviously this is one thing I totally disagree with. If you're so bad that you cannot own a gun, you don't belong out in free society.
I concur. And apparently, in Florida, I'm too dangerous to vote, too.
If you served your time, see, this is where we fall back. It's all about taking us back to feudalism. If you're well enough off and have paid your dues to whatever crime you did, you should be able to own a sword, a gun, a car, a house, or what have you. There shouldn't be any credit check or felony charge against you once you get out.
I agree.
I wish they would give... it's just not fair.
I agree with you, Mike. I think that you're right. I think it is the people's fault. I think it is your fault, and I think it is my fault. But it really goes back generations.
Right. I think it's really the fault of the people that put it in place, quite honestly.
Well, they put this system in place, and then, of course, they say that, you have to be vigilant, right? Vigilant over this government. We've created this government, but you need to be vigilant to make sure it doesn't go out of control. And inevitably, people, they get busy with their own lives, and people just have better things to do. Honestly, honestly have better things to do than go to every city council meeting or go, you know, pay attention to what all the so-called representatives are doing in Washington, D.C. So inevitably, people got busy with their own lives, and they weren't being vigilant over the state. And I don't think people should have to be vigilant over the state. I think the whole concept is just, it's been a mistake. The whole idea of man ruling over another man without his consent is outrageous. But I agree with you that if people had stayed more vigilant, then there's a possibility that the government would be smaller today.
Right.
But that's just not how people are, and I don't think they should have to be spending all their time watching what these government people do. Let's have no government, no coercive, no authoritarian government whatsoever, and then just allow people to interact with
at least the government that's held in place by a very powerful constitution, because this one's not doing it.
But as you said, and this is what Mike's point is, from my understanding of it at least, is it doesn't matter if you give the Constitution teeth. If people aren't doing anything as far as overseeing what's going on, then none of those teeth aren't going to bite anybody. That paper's not going to jump up and start biting those bureaucrats.
Well, if you have laws in place that people, an individual as opposed to groups of individuals can use, then you can have one person take it all the way to the Supreme Court.
It's a very utopian vision you have there, Mark. Yeah, any other thoughts for
utopian.
Us, Mike?
Well, I think that was beautiful. The analogy I was getting at, you represented it with the being vigilant. And yes, there was other generations that failed us, the ones that let the Federal Reserve come in. But the point is that in life, okay, you have to be vigilant. You can't leave your checkbook out. You cannot leave your money at a park bench and expect it not to be taken. Because what you don't like, and what I probably don't like in most people, is that if you do not educate people morally, and this is all coming from the Founding Fathers, not something I created out of myself for Sunday school, but if you do not educate the youth morally and they grow up immoral, then the Constitution does not have watchguards, because the watchguards have become no other than thugs, mafia type members, and they're looking for a way to take money from other people. You got to raise people morally, and you have to have a moral people.
I guess it depends on what morals you're talking about, because individuals have differences between their morals. And I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. I don't care how you construct the new Constitution, as long as you're giving people the ability to wield force, to wield power over their fellow man, it's inevitably going to be abused. More coming up. You bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to incomeathome45.com right now and take control of your future. Incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. Incomeathome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome45.com. That's incomeathome45.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them away. They include things like the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. And if you like the show and you enjoy the fact that we give those features to you free, then you can voluntarily choose to join the Free Talk Live AMP program. You can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. We will take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Because, boy, do people need that. So please head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. It's John listening to WSCFM in Charleston. John?
Hello.
You are on the air, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Super. Super. It's on your mind.
Oh, good. Just to digress a minute, I was listening. I've been listening quite a while. I was outside working and doing a little yard work and working on my house, so I had my truck radio on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mentioned a while ago about ownership in this country.
Yes.
Yeah, really, you don't own anything in this country. It's a myth.
Yep.
Yep.
If you have a house with a mortgage on it, and if you don't have a house with a mortgage on it, then the government owns it. And if you don't believe that, don't pay your taxes and see how long you get to live in it.
Sure enough, that is the absolute truth.
Before it's auctioned off on the courthouse steps.
Yep, John's
the same way with any personal property you have, be it a car, pickup truck, boat, RV, whatever. Don't pay your property taxes on it and see how long you get to enjoy it before it's seized from you and sold on the auction off on the courthouse steps.
Yeah, anything that you possess, the state is basically just allowing you, just like a little serf. You're allowed to have certain things and you know, do things with them as long as you pay your fees every single year.
We're certainly well-kept serfs,
yeah,
compared to living in a mud hut or something like that, but it doesn't change the fact that you either own it or you don't.
That's true. You really don't. When you get right down to it,
what do you think,
taken from you.
John, what do you think will take to change that? Do you think that, I mean, how many Americans really realize that? Do most people realize it, but they're just afraid to do anything about it? Or is it just to the point where most Americans believe they actually own these things? I mean, what do you think the situation is there out there with most people?
Well, I don't know really how to change it, to be honest with you. But to come up to a little more to date than where we were talking about, is it stealing? Well, of course it's stealing.
Yeah.
It's taking something that doesn't belong to you now. And then someone asks a question, how can they do this? The answer is very simple. They write a law. They make it a law.
And then they have men with guns to steal. Right, and they have men with guns who will come along and take that stuff from you. The police, those guys, will come along, and they're supposedly the ones out protecting you, but we all know that's a bunch of nonsense, because they're the ones that are going to be the ones taking your property from you if you decide you don't want to pay for this insane government anymore.
Exactly right. So they have a license to steal by virtue of writing a law, and it reminds me of 007, James Bond, who had a license to kill.
Yep, and they can all tell themselves, as they were doing this morning, and I thank you for the call because you're spot on, but they can all tell themselves that it's not stealing. It's not stealing! And maybe if they yell it loud enough to themselves, and maybe if they just keep repeating it over and over again, they'll actually come to believe it. I thank you again for the call tonight, sir. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Because
That's a genuine South Carolina accent, by the way.
That's a Charleston,
South Carolina genuine accent.
Yes, it is.
Very good. All right.
A friend of mine was from Charleston, and he sounded just like that.
So let's continue here. You can bring up whatever you want. Let's talk to Larry in Indiana, listening to WXNT. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, Brian? And you know, the Constitution is really a funny thing, because they can actually do anything they want. Like the monetary system right now is being trashed. Well, you know that they can say, Congress can say, since they have the ability to mint money and issue money and so forth and regulate money, they can say that everybody right now, we're going to change our currency. Now, people have been hoarding $100 bills, right, and have stuff stuck in their mattress, right?
Sure.
Say, listen here. Now, and we're going to give you 6 months. You're going to bring us your money.
Right.
We're going to give you one for five. Now, you give us five, we're going to give you one, and that's going to be our new currency.
Yep.
And you won't be able to do anything about it. But you know the
thing. No, and don't forget that if you are hoarding, you know, hoarding some hundreds just for a rainy day or whatever, and you do come into the bank eventually or whatever exchange locations they have, probably the banks, you come in, then they're going to ask you some questions. Where'd you get all this from?
And have you paid your taxes? And then they'll make a law that said if you can't prove the documentation that you paid taxes on all this money, then we're going to tax it 90% right now when you in your exchange. So you actually end up with nothing. And all of that, so that's what works so funny, but it's perfectly legal. And, you know, the thing about it is, here in Indianapolis, we've based our whole downtown economy on greasy spoons, booze joints, and freak shows. Now they ain't panning out, and they're coming back to collect more taxes off of us. So
it's never enough. Never enough at all.
It's never enough, but a good campaign would be to just tell the truth. We don't own anything in this country. The Constitution is nothing. You don't have any rights. Instead of trying to defend something that you really don't have and letting the liars keep on lying about it, we just need to start telling the truth. You don't have anything, and we need to admit our position, and then that takes it out of their hands. If we're going to be serfs, and that's what we are, because we're being taxed like serfs on each and everything we have, then we just want to admit that fact and live our lives as best we can as serfs, and then there won't be any big grandiose lies being told about the situation that we're in. But they're going to tax us so high
that
we're going to beg for socialism or communism or anything we can get. That's what they're going to do.
Larry, I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. I think he's pretty much right on. I mean, where are all the statists? We need some statists to call in tonight. I don't want to hear from the choir.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear from the choir because it makes me feel like I'm not nuts. But
you're not. How could anybody be nuts whose position is essentially, I don't want to hurt other people?
Right. You know, the philosophy that we talk about on this show with libertarianism is a philosophy of peace and personal responsibility. It's amazing how many people call us nuts, idiots, and all the
childish.
All the other rules out there, all the other things out there that they say they just want to put their rules down on you. And if you don't like it, you're childish.
Let's talk to Bob, listening in Ohio. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing? You know, a wise man said, how can two walk as one except they be in agreement, you know? And not only that, but people, nations, and humanity have been overwhelmed and decimated by technology, the information of, and the abuse thereof to control and pervertly manipulate lives and destinies of other people, nations, and individuals to benefit the more powerful few. We forgot what the Pledge of Allegiance says in it and what it meant. We got away from our spiritual
roots. Oh, I know exactly what the Pledge of Allegiance means.
Well,
it's the socialist indoctrination pledge. Did you know that?
Well, I pledge allegiance to the flag and the United States
Why?
Of America.
Why would you do that?
To the republic. In other words, we have
just
a
because the socialist, just because socialist Francis Bellamy, the author of the Pledge of Allegiance, put the word republic in there, doesn't mean it's worthy of saying.
Well, would you call this a democracy or democratic republic?
Minor differences.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, what about one nation under God? How do people fragment?
They didn't add that until the 50s.
Tell me what a nation is.
It's a gathering of people and societies.
Okay. So is there actually such a thing as a nation, or is it just a group of individuals who've chosen to associate with one another?
Well, if you ask a Polish or Italian, they'll say there are many nations. Do you believe that?
I don't believe in such concepts. I believe there are individuals who can get together
communist.
For common purposes. No, I'm not
communist.
A communist, sir. I'm a free marketeer.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry? What did
you're
you say?
Communist.
No.
I am a communist?
Communists want to share things, and they believe in groups, like nations.
They want to force
you
sharing.
You don't believe in states' rights or country rights.
Well, I don't know how a state could have a right.
Given by God, people in it.
Well, no, the God gives the rights to the people. He doesn't give it to the state. The people then...
We elected leaders to oversee all that.
Who's we?
I didn't.
Nobody I've ever voted for a national office has ever gotten
in. I get to vote from two bad choices.
Is
absolutely
so
true,
and I
yes,
don't vote
the
for
choice,
those.
The choices are between a crap sandwich and a mud sandwich. Good luck.
So why would you choose either one? Why would you participate?
Well, because everybody rails on me I wrote in Ron Paul.
There you go. That's a good choice. That's what I would have done.
I'll write him in again.
I voted for Ron Paul in the primary, but a lot of good it did, right?
We'll keep doing it until our voice is heard.
Or until you die.
Until
we're worm fruit.
You know, yeah. God wants us to learn to be persistent. If we have the right, we have to be persistent with it to win.
I appreciate your call tonight and the discussion. We're not commies, that's for darn sure. 800-259-9231. I got nothing against sharing if it's done on a voluntary basis. And hallmark of socialism and communism is anything but volunteerism. Hour 2 is coming up. You dial in toll-free. You can bring up whatever you want. If you're on hold, we will get to your phone calls about anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.